5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Overtime.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Overtime, your weekly source for all things Overwatch. I'm your host, Jacob Hujic, and aren't I glad I had to delay the episode by one day? With me today is Brian Williams.
Hey, it's me.
And Taylor Severn. Guys, I know I interrupted you. I never do that. Guys, aren't we happy that we delayed by one day? That I was prophetic enough to decide to go help my mom set up a barbecue?
The barbecue is Doomfist. Or it's Sombra, one of those.
Which of those? So, which some?
Did they tease Sombra today, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Released another video and we had to find the Sombra.
They teased
hint.
Bird Sombra.
Wait, is Sombra coming out?
We may have gotten teased of a release date for Sombra.
Oh, it's about time.
Yeah.
So anyways, Doomfist is out. For those of you not in the know yet, he is out on PTR. He's not live yet, but he's fully playable there.
Well, playable's a rough term.
he's got some bugs up on PTR, but we'll get to those in a minute. First of all, we'll cover his abilities and kind of his backstory, which was leaked. As many of you know, there are 3 Doomfists that we know of. And I don't think it's been clarified whether he is
He's the third one.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Someone didn't read his backstory.
I tried looking for that. I didn't see it anywhere.
It's on the website.
Right. So he is the successor?
The second one took him under his wing and trained him. And he eventually took up the mantle.
And the savior was, quote unquote, a good guy?
I don't know. I just know of the second one and the third one because they're talked about here. The second
Fair
one
enough.
Brought him to town.
Right. Okay. Yes, so Doomfist is one of the leading members of Talon, as we discovered in this update. It's kind of a cabal. It's a group of people making decisions for Talon.
And apparently Reaper's one of them.
Reaper apparently is a mastermind, which kind of makes sense. He was one of the leaders of Overwatch, but he does seem to have kind of lost a bit of his critical thinking edge, I want to say.
I wouldn't say that. What makes you say that?
No, it's just because he's always portrayed as kind of the lovable punching bag in basically every video.
No. No. The one Sombra one.
Yeah, where he like runs out of, he gets like clocked by a mech. Not even a full-fledged hero, just a dude in a mech.
And then he destroys it.
Yeah, but it takes him like 5 minutes.
To destroy a giant mech. Show me the video where Soldier 76, without a weapon, takes on a giant mech.
I want Zarya to just bench press it.
That's Zarya. She's Russian.
I want Reaper to just kick ass and take names and chew bubble gum. Not specifically in that order.
And he's all out of gum.
No, I want him to do it.
He has to have lots of gum, yes. I'm with Taylor.
Only with gum.
With the gum.
Gum is his only solace in this life of suffering. He now
it's his fuel
exists.
Source.
What are you quoting, Cards Against Humanity cards now?
No, I'm quoting Reaper's MySpace.
Oh, touche.
Moving back to Doombando McFisto.
Yeah, there's some sort of news or something, I guess.
Yeah, he's in the game, as we mentioned.
Who?
Right, so going over his... Basically, long story short, he was caught by Winston for being a bad boy, and he punched his way out of jail. It's weird how he did that. Oh, can I mention, before we get onto his abilities, I'm sorry. Have you guys seen the animated short? The 2D animation thing that they released?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow! Was that cool or what?
It was pretty sweet.
Pretty sweet. the comment while we were watching it was, we need a Saturday morning Overwatch cartoon. Like, immediately. Just watching them all, like, take on this guy, and then when he's standing there looking at where Tracer's gonna be and then catches her. Yeah. Oh my goodness, that was so cool.
A Saturday morning Overwatch cartoon would literally be the best idea.
Actually, right? No, probably
Fox, jump
that.
On that. Here to hear
What's
first.
What's inside the Fox box?
I'd argue it'd be pretty bad. Saturday morning cartoons aren't that good.
Yeah, but that's why they're Saturday morning.
It doesn't have to be good. It's on a Saturday.
Do you not remember, like, Saturday morning cartoons? Like Fighting Foodons and Kirby?
Oh
and...
my god, Fighting Foodons.
And Digimon?
Yeah, no, those were anime that got dubbed, so, I mean, they should probably make an anime of it.
I just want 20 more minutes of what they showed, and then I also want that every week.
I want Reaper killing Tracer.
With bubblegum.
With bubblegum? Okay. Right, so getting on to Doomfist's abilities. He starts off with 25. He starts off with 250 health. And his passive, whenever he does one of his melee abilities, kind of his fist-based abilities, he gains a bit of shields. I believe it's his... he has two charge forward attacks, gives him a little bit extra shields, but he caps out, or at least should, it's currently bugged in beta, but he should cap out at 400 max HP with the shields. His abilities, his left click, his regular shooty shoot, is the appropriately named hand cannon. His left arm, his non-Doomfist arm, has cannons in the knuckles, and he shoots those. They're a shotgun. They have an interesting reload mechanic. So, like I said, their shotgun, pretty decent spread. Not quite like Roadhog, because it's much tighter. And it goes a fair distance. It doesn't do a tremendous amount of damage. This isn't going to be like your main, I'm going to kill you with this thing. It's mostly just a harass. But the reload mechanic is, it works off like a charge. So he has four, and they slowly build up and reload over time. So there's no active reload. It's completely passive. And it's fairly quick. You can probably launch. You can shoot about once a second, maybe slightly. Yeah, roughly about once a second, and not use up the charges at all. Like it'll reload by the time you fire it again. Otherwise, you can just unload all four pretty quickly. His right click is the. If someone can get me the names, that'd be perfect. But basically, he charges forward with the Doomfist.
Is I got it, I got it.
Rocket Punch.
Rocket Punch. Got it.
Yeah, so Rocket Punch basically will launch you forward. You can kind of hold it to charge it up, and it'll take you further. Hitting people during the charge will knock them back and stun them for a second, kind of like hitting them with Reinhardt's charge, but they don't like stick to you. You hit them, and they get off of you, and you kind of stop. The cool thing is while that does a fair bit of damage, I think anywhere between 50 and 100 points of damage.
20 and 100
on how
hit.
Long, yeah, depending on how long you charge it. But if they hit the wall, if they hit a wall or some sort of terrain while they're flying back, they will take increased damage. And the damage kind of, it's not exactly like, oh, if they hit a wall, they take double damage or an extra 100. It scales depending on how long you charged, so it'll go from doubling to going a little bit over double if you're at max charge. So I believe you can one shot the squishier characters
if
with
you
a
get
full charged
a max hit. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, because it's 150
cool.
damage, I believe.
And
the cooldown is only 4 seconds. Like,
yeah, like he is extremely mobile with this thing. That and his other abilities. I was playing him on PTR. There's an excellent mode on PTR right now, which is just Doomfist only elimination, 6v6. Woo, that was fun. And it really gave me a fairly good sense of the character pretty quickly, just being able to fight against other ones. You can kind of see, you know, where he struggles, and then also you pretty quickly, if it's elimination, learn how to try and use him effectively. So Yeah, the charge is really, really fun. It's on a 4-second cooldown. You're going to be using this to move around. You're a big box when you're charging forward, so it's not terribly hard to hit people. His other ability, which is normally down to his E. Someone can give me the name?
What is it he does?
I'm not sure if it's the E or the other one, but it's the rising like uppercut?
He does a slam in front of him.
Seismic slam.
Right, so his E ability, Seismic Slam, he kind of charges forward a little bit, again, very mobile, and then he hits the ground and he does like kind of a wave in front of him. And it does a fair bit of damage, nothing crazy. But he can kind of use it in the air. So if he's jumping or he's, you know, falling down from somewhere, and you look at the floor, you kind of get a reticle of where you're going to land and hit. And his last ability, again, moving him, is the uppercut, where he basically just jumps really high in the air. If he hits somebody, it does a fair bit of damage. I never quite managed to do it. Does anyone know how much damage it does?
It's rising 50. Uppercut, by the way.
50. Rising uppercut. 50.
Yeah. And it has the same cooldown as the Seismic Slam. 7 seconds.
Mm. Yeah, so you can kind of combo by... like jumping up into the air and then slamming down with the Seismic Slam. It feels pretty good.
And then rocket punch to their death.
Yeah, like yeah. Again, you're moving while doing all of those abilities, which is good because again, he's not really a ranged character. He can't do much at range. He has to get up close, and he can do it thanks to his shields.
He's got to be a finisher.
Yeah, playing him and watching him be played, it was pretty apparent to me that he's kind of a Genji and a Reaper kind of put together. Like he's very, very similar to those characters. Genji's very mobile and he wants to dart around and not stay anywhere too long. He kind of harass people and then he can get in there and finish them. Reaper is a bit more of a bruiser now, especially with his passive ability changes. So he's getting health every time he's shooting. And again, Doomfist is kind of a combination of those two. He's extremely mobile, but the more damage he does, the more sustain he has. I think it's pretty evident. Some people are saying on PTR he is a little overpowered. We still have to see that once he goes live, if there's any changes, and if people can just figure out how to play against him. But I am pretty confident that he will immediately be... an extremely viable character. His kit is definitely pretty strong because of the mobility. He does a lot of damage. And if they don't mess around with the sustain too much, I feel like he can be a pretty big menace. If he gets a good engage, he can definitely take out two people, no problem. And yeah, that's Doomfist. Oh, his ultimate. His ultimate is, if someone can give me the name.
Meteor Strike.
Meteor Strike. So this one's interesting. What he does is he will jump essentially off the map. He will disappear from the map. And then you actually get an RTS top-down view with a reticle of where you're going to land. And there's like an outer ring and an inner ring. And the outer ring does a fair bit of damage, and the inner ring does a massive amount of damage.
300 to be exact.
Yeah, so you can take out any non-tank character. And, they don't know where it's coming. You just slam in unnoticed and uninvited and start wailing on people. As I mentioned, he has some bugs, one of which is that if he meteor smashes in certain parts of certain maps, he goes through the map and dies. There's also a bug currently where he can use the ultimate to get more than 400 shields. I think some people have been saying that he can go up to 500 something. So he's definitely been released as kind of one of the more buggy characters on PTR, which is interesting. I guess they kind of just want to get him out and test it in people's hands.
Well, that's honestly what PTR is for, just bug fixing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But usually, like, it's unusual to see bugs in at least Overwatch's PTR.
Are you saying Sombra wasn't buggy?
I mean, she's a giant glitch.
Who?
Right. So Doomfist is I think he's going to be really fun. He takes a little bit of getting used to because he is so melee focused, but
wow,
that mobility, it's fun.
It concerns me slightly. The fact that his ult can one-shot people and people can't see it coming, more or less, worries me.
I think they're going to have an indicator.
I feel they need an indicator.
Yeah, there's got to be something that appears on the ground or something that, like, you see him moving the cursor or something like that. Like,
yeah, that surprised me. I may have missed it. I may have missed it because I know I saw an enemy Doomfist slam near me. I never got hit by it myself. So there might be some sort of indication when he's closer to you. I would assume there would have to be because, yeah, being one-shot out of nowhere is not fun. You always get... Like, you can usually see Junkrat's car come... Not his car, his Riptire coming. What else can one-shot? Tracers, you can't really dodge, I guess.
Sure you can.
But
She you have to... You have, like, you can see Tracer coming, though. It's not like she jumps into the air and throws the bomb down.
If they don't have some kind of indication on the ground, it may just be a loud sound cue as he launches into the air.
Oh, there is that. He goes Meteor Smash or whichever. That is global. So you do know it's coming, but you don't know from where or when, because, again, he literally comes from nowhere.
If it's global, I feel that's actually worse.
No, how it... You have, like, a timer, so depending on where you jump from...
No. If the audio cue is global, that's worse. That makes the audio cue useless in terms for what it's trying to tell you. It's more an intimidation tool.
Hold on to your butts, because someone's going to die. Yeah. Again, he might need some slight tweaks before he goes live.
Imagine if Riptire... You couldn't kill it.
Oh, yeah, no, like, I definitely agree. If... I mean, I can't really... I used it a couple times. I did not get a kill with it.
Well, to be fair, you're only using it against Doomfists, right?
I played a non-all Doomfists round, and the enemy team was, like, Hanzo and... Zenyatta, like, they had a proper healer team, and versus my team of just six Doomfists, so that was fun. Oh, apparently if someone wants to ruin people's day on PTR, Bastion apparently is a very good counter to Doomfist. There's very little Doomfist can do against Bastion. Once Bastion is set up, he can't move him, so he can't even charge into him.
Ooh.
And Bastion will melt you will melt anyone pretty quick, so you can engage on a Bastion at all.
Good.
There. So now if you're getting wrecked by Doomfist, now you know what to do. Was there any other comments you guys had about Doomfist?
I'm super excited to play him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how I feel about Rising Uppercut. I don't like a lot of moves that move other people unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely see where you're coming from there. With Orisa, that became fairly evident. Before then, it was only ultimates that kind of moved you around, or you got hit by a Roadhog. Either a Roadhog or a Reinhardt.
Mm-hmm.
Reinhardt, that's the one I'm thinking of. But now with Orisa, it's on a basic ability, and it can get frustrating. It's especially confusing and disorienting in a first-person game when you're suddenly not where you were.
That I feel there definitely needs to be an effect. Even with Orisa, still, like, otherwise, I just think I lagged. It's like, oh, I'm over here now. I just have lag?
Damn. If Doomfist hits you, like, you know you got hit. His Rising Uppercut, I feel like if you're up close to somebody and you actually can use it, like, you kind of know what happened. The real use of it is so you can kind of get airborne and kind of... It's basically Genji's double jump or his wall climb. Like, it gives him some vertical movement as opposed to just being horizontal dashing. I can't wait for him to go live. I guess we don't know. They haven't said. It'll just be a, hey, he's live now.
Usually about a week or two.
I forget how long PTR lasts for Overwatch
I think
Heroes.
It's usually... It's
usually a week. But
it's a week or two, year. I think.
I mean,
yeah,
we
still haven't got Sombra.
Yeah.
We still haven't got Sombra.
And there's still Orisa, the PTR-only character.
Yeah, there was a couple things. We reported on, what was it, a couple weeks ago, almost several months ago, actually, at this point, there was some leaks regarding Doomfist and then potential other characters.
Did we talk about that? Was I here for that?
I don't know if you were. I think that was one of the few episodes you missed.
Yeah, since I wasn't here, that's dumb. You shouldn't have talked about it, and I disagree with everything. Especially since we now know it's wrong.
Yeah, well, not all of it. Most of it was incorrect, yes. But there was a couple kernels of truth. The fact that he did have a charging ability, that he was mostly melee-focused, if not completely melee-focused.
Oh my god, the guy named Doomfist is melee-focused and has a charge. Oh my
See,
god.
That's the interesting thing. I want to know if that person had, like, any... Like, if he... If it was just a complete guess from his part.
That is... The fact he has a charge is so obvious that he would have a charge. A melee-focused character... Not having a charge is stupid.
And then his ultimate one-shotting people. Which, again, I think could all be pretty good, pretty easy guesses, but it does make me wonder.
Like, it doesn't make me wonder at all.
Did he have a friend that he heard something from, or was
You're just trying to greenlight this and save your own face. No, it's nothing here. It's a non-story.
So, yeah. The leaks had maybe some truth, but
no!
It was mostly wrong. It was almost all wrong.
That's like saying, "Hey, Doomfist, he'll probably have a giant robotic fist." That's my guess.
Wouldn't you have egg on your face if he was actually just a bird? With no Doomfist, he was just a bird. Then wouldn't you feel silly?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'd own up to that. But
thankfully,
he's
not a bird. So moving on.
We should discuss things.
Yes.
Stop talking about news. Discuss things. What do we think of his design, like from a visual standpoint?
I think he's not exactly my style, but he's definitely cool. The Doomfist is huge. Like, it is. Basically the size of his body.
It's about the size of a Doomfist, actually.
Yeah, roughly, more or less one Doomfist.
It's because we've known Doomfist. We've known Doomfist longer than we've known literally almost every other character in this game.
That's true. He also himself is very tall. He's a big guy.
For you.
For me?
Yeah.
I do pale in height comparison compared to you, yes.
Okay, that's good to know.
Now I've lost my train of thought.
He's a big guy, is what you said.
He's a big guy.
Do you think the red thing is as sash, or is it like a shirt? That he just took off.
I think it was a shirt.
Now he's just like kind of like showing off, but he like wants to keep his shirt with him because he might get cold, so he might need to put it back on.
Yeah,
I find it weird that his toes are showing. Just like look at my toes.
He has robot toes.
I think he has robot mostly everything at this point, but at
the
same point,
he's extremely cybernetic. He's cybernetically enhanced.
Except for his Tempest, right? Like that's real. Gotta be.
Like, I don't know, it's just, like, most of it, a lot of his leg is covered, except, like, the front of his, like, the thing that makes me think he's robotic is the front of his shin. It looks very robotic, but also it's his skin color.
He is, like many of the characters, although much more so, he is very cybernetically enhanced. He has lots of robotic bits and pieces, although he is not completely robotic. I find it interesting.
In his story, it says he lost his right arm in the Omnic Crisis.
Where are you seeing the story? I had not read that.
On his hero page on the main website. It has a long story detailing everything.
Everything.
Oh, I should read that.
Yeah.
Everything.
Speaking of a story, what do we think of the story? Because we can move on from the design. I said my stuff about the toes, and that's what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah, his toes are showing. Those are his real toesies.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, okay.
Of all the things to not roboticize.
He's more machine than man now. Except he just has his toes left.
Sorry, what was the question?
What do you think of the story and the implications of it?
I like his kind of motivation. That's always been... I've always found that as a kind of an intriguing motivation for a bad guy. The fact that, like, conflict makes us stronger, and so I'm gonna try and breed conflict to make the human race strong. It's not a new motivation at all. It's very well played out, but I do find it intriguing, at least.
And it's not just him. It's what Talent is trying to do overall. Talent introduced him to that belief, and he was like, man, that just makes so much sense.
Interesting.
And he just embraced it. And what I really like about that is that it doesn't paint them as pure evil, because that line of thinking isn't exactly wrong.
Well, see, the thing with most storytelling, like, not all, obviously, but in many storytelling, like, there's never, like, the bad guy has a reason for doing it, unless he's Sauron, like, where it's just, this is bad. Even the Emperor from Star Wars, like, originally he's an evil Emperor, but then throughout the expanded universe, like, you have to give them a reason, otherwise it's just, like, he's bad because bad.
He saw a prophecy and saw evil aliens invading, and he was like, we need an army.
We need an army, and also I like power. If I can fuse these two together, like a delicious Oreo cookie. Basically, the Empire is an Oreo cookie. That's... It definitely does flesh out the Talon organization, obviously, because we barely knew anything about them, so this is now a fact about them.
Yeah,
as far as reasons go, I'm cool with it for both him and Talon.
Yeah, because they're not wrong, they're just kind of immoral. It's like, I mean, you kind of look at that and it's like, well, you're kind of mean for doing that, but I mean, I guess. Jerk. And then it just makes sense of with what Talon's been doing. They're just instigating things.
Yeah, they're just causing chaos to incite conflict.
Hey, shouldn't you be fighting that guy? They're jerks. Well, you're a jerk. That doesn't stop them from being a jerk.
I'm ready for them to... Like, again, it's a pretty simple and played out reason. But at least they have a reason now. Other than that, do you guys think...
I think it's also interesting pushing the story forward, because now he's released from prison, and now Talon has this big pushing leader and a driving force, and before, like, things were building up, but now it really seems like it's driving to a point where something's going to break. And it's probably going to be Akande Ogundimu. Pronounce that wrong.
He's going to be the catalyst. I believe it's pronounced Doombando McFisto.
I'm triggered.
This definitely, like, it really did kind of throw the story forward. Like, Orisa launching didn't throw the story forward. But it was because of Doomfist. Like, something happened with Doomfist. Sombra launching didn't really move the story forward, but it did give us a little bit of backstory. Anna, same thing, just some backstory. This is the first real big, like, okay, things are happening in the Overwatch world. I'm excited for more anime shorts. The next anime short should be dealing with this kind of stuff, even if not directly. whatever character is in it will likely have, you know, some interaction with Doomfist or his the kind of carnage he's left behind.
And I think I'll go out on a limb and say I think we finally have our main villain.
Could be.
Because Reaper's too much of a joke now. He can't be the main
villain. He is.
He's too much connected to Overwatch. Where I feel if some way down the road with Reaper, there will be some redeeming moment of his character after he kills Tracer. I don't think there will be a redemption part of Doomfist. I think it will just be he is going to try to do what he wants, and that's what Overwatch will try to stop.
I think that's an excellent observation.
Because right now, everyone that's connected to Talon can be redeemed. Doomfist, I don't think so.
That is an excellent, excellent point. Kind of wrapping up the conversation on Doomfist, do you guys think you'll be playing him? Brandon, I know you were always saying, like, yeah, give me Doomfist.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I want to punch things in the face so hard. I am stoked.
Doomfist no abilities, that's what I'll do. Sniping
Doomfist. Doomfist no abilities?
Yeah, just sniping with a shotgun. My old Reaper strategy.
I will snipe with my fist.
We got two snipers in the house with Doomfist. Will say, hitting people with the charging fist, whatever, the rocket fist, it feels good. It's a little disorienting because with Reinhardt, when you're charging, you go into third person. Everything is in first person with Doomfist. So you're like, okay, I'm here now. And it goes quick.
But also, with Doomfist release, someone pointed this out and it just amused me. Not like saying anything like substantial, just amusing. Except for Sombra, every new character has been African.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. It's just,
Which is good, because the game launched without... any black characters, as far as I remember.
Reaper
is
not black.
South American, I think, isn't he?
This is my answer to that.
I'm basing that off solely off the fact that his name is Reyes, but I don't know my.
I don't know Reaper's real name.
South American last names.
His affiliation's unknown as well. His occupation's mercenary. His base of operations is unknown. Everything's unknown. Like, that's also a weird thing.
But we do
like
know
the,
his job title.
The story is just like, cards. Everything's unknown, but he's actually Reyes.
I like to imagine Reaper just leaves his business card. That's the only reason we know his profession, is because he leaves business cards on all his bodies. It just says, Reaper, ... mercenary.
If you want me, just yell my name. What is your name? And he's just gone at that point.
He's already gone. Just yell my name and I'll be right behind you.
Oh no, sorry, his nationality is American. I just looked it up. Okay.
Yes, Reaper is American, but I guess it's how he chooses to define himself. He can be anything he wants.
Even blackness. As in darkness.
Even darkness itself.
Yeah.
So yeah, I do find that very interesting, the fact that all the characters have come from Africa. I'm trying to remember, in the lore of Overwatch, Africa's kind of become, like, it's really developed, it's hit its stride, it's one of the cultural epicenters of the Overwatch world. We have Numbani, which is the super forward-thinking area. That's all I got. Numbani. But apparently the rest of Africa has really, really developed in the Overwatch universe.
So what you're saying is it really sucks to be Australia.
Well, depending on if you're a murdering psychopath or not. In which case, it's great down there.
Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, you want civilization. You want people to see your murdering psychopath. The rampage.
People see it.
You want people to be affected by it. Down there, it's just like scorpions and other psychos, and it's like, well, that's boring.
Well, the
psychos
is boring,
don't
he
care
says.
If you blow them up.
They would actually prefer that.
Borderlands taught me one thing: shoot them in the face. That's what they want.
Or punch them in the face with McDoomface. Doomfist.
Which is more or less the same thing.
Doomfist, you know?
Doomfist. I want a skin where instead of a fist, it's just a giant face.
Reinhardt's face. I want Reinhardt's face on my fist.
It doesn't have to be Reinhardt for me. I can deal with any face.
It needs to be
specifically Reinhardt. is there anything else you guys want to mention? Was there anything else in the patch notes? There was a couple bug fixes and not much else?
Yeah, no, there's really nothing that we haven't already talked about.
Excellent. In that case, is there anything else you guys want to mention about Doomfist?
What's with his toes, man?
It is weird. It's weird. Of all the things to keep non-robot. One other thing. He is currently launched in the PTR without any skins or tags or emotes, I believe. So it is just...
That's man, him. I can't believe Blizzard just... They've stopped that. They're like, nah, that's a bad business model.
Yeah, more. They decreased the spawn rate of duplicates and then said... okay, now we're just going to wait until all anyone ever gets is duplicates, and we'll just leave it at that.
I guess it's dead game.
Take that for complaining, everyone. Yeah. I guess we'll kind of wrap it up on the fact that we're all excited for Doomfist. He's going to be extremely popular. It's not going to be like Orisa, where it's like, oh, new hero. Oh, this hero's kind of hard to play and is also a tank. No, it's an offense character. He looks really cool, and he's really fun to play. Expect... a lot of Doomfist. We will cover more counters to him as they develop, but right now, one surefire one is Bastion.
I heard that Orisa's pretty good, which, from a lore standpoint, that's nice.
That's funny. It makes sense, because she can pull him away from her, reposition him, yeah. Stun him for a second to take him down.
And she's immune to his moving her.
With her shift, yes, a good point. Yeah, I think that's probably another good idea to use.
Although, yeah, that's probably the closest to lore they've gotten to game mechanics.
That's funny. I wonder if that was on purpose.
Let's I say guess we'll never know. Let's say, like, Blizzard, good job. You did that on purpose.
Yes, wonderful. Excellent work. If you guys like what you heard here today, please consider subscribing. You can find us on any podcasting app catcher, and if you're listening to us, please leave us a review. It'll really help us out, especially 5-star iTunes reviews. If you leave one of those, we will definitely shout it out on the show, but anything you give us is fine. You can also follow us on Twitter at @ow_overtime on Twitter, and you can also email us at owovertime@gmail.com. Again, if you send us any emails that you'd like to have read on the show, we can definitely do that for you. But that pretty much wraps us up for today's episode. So, for me and Brandon and Taylor, we will see you next time.
Oh, I like it. I'm using it.